Hare Krishna. Japa Book, Chapter 16, Part 2. Serve the Devotees. After Lord Brahma steals the cowherd boys and calves, he apologizes. His prayers to Krishna are recorded in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto. In text 30, he asks to be counted amongst Krishna's devotees, both in his present life and in future lives. Quote, "My dear Lord, I therefore pray to be so fortunate that in this life as Lord Brahma, or in another life, wherever I might take my birth, I may be counted as one of your devotees. I pray that wherever I may be, even among the animal species, I can engage in devotional service to your lotus feet." End quote. Srila Sanatana Goswami comments, "Krishna's mercy, prasad, is achieved when one has an attitude of service towards him, and thus Brahma asks for such a serving mood. Brahma says, O fulfiller of all desires, my fortune to have achieved the highest position in the material world is not the greatest fortune. The implied completion of the idea is, the greatest fortune for me, your eldest son, would be to serve even one of your servants. Krishna is satisfied only when one renders full service to his devotees. And thus Brahma prays in this verse, beginning tat. The word eka means even. Those who are just now engaged in devotional service. In other words, the new devotees, one should even serve their lotus feet. Associate with the advanced devotees and hear Krishna Katha. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25, Kapila Muni describes the value of hearing Krishna Katha in the association of pure devotees, of pure souls. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleasing, is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begins. Srila Prabhupada spoke continually of this essential Krishna conscious practice. The whole thing is in my hand. If I want to be degraded, I can prepare myself in this life for such degradation in the next life. And if we want to elevate ourselves to the highest perfection of life, as to become one of the associates of God, we can prepare ourselves like that. You'll find in the advanced chapters that Yanti Deva Vata Devan Pitrin Yanti Pitri Vata. Now we are trying to go to the moon planet. Now here in this life, if we cultivate ourselves for the same thought, the moon planet, that means the moon planet. About moon planet, we have to hear and we have to think that I shall go in such and such place. Unless you hear, you cannot abide here. Just like our friend, Mr. Cohen, he has left for California. Now, so far I am concerned, I have no idea of California. Now he has told me that after reaching there, he'll write about the description of the place. Now suppose if I'm reading that description of the place, I think of going there, so I prepare myself. Oh, I must go there. So just like I was describing that Chintamani Dham, what sort of trees are there, and you are very much pleased that I must go there. So we have to hear. Unless we hear what sort of God he is, what sort of God's place is, what is the mode of life there, we cannot be attracted. We cannot be attracted. Lecture on Bhagavad Gita, 2:11, New York, March 4th, 1966. Preetam Raj helps us glimpse the sweetness of Krishna Katha in his prayer to Lord Vishnu. My dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence, a benediction in which there is no existence of the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet. I want the benediction of at least 1,000,000 years, for thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam 4:20-24. Preach, taste, and distribute. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again, and thus made it easier to drink nectarian love of God. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen, and in this way they distributed love of Godhead. In distributing love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not consider who was a fit candidate and who was not, nor was such distribution should or should not take place. They made no conditions. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of the Panchatattva distributed love of Godhead. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity. For this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. That quotation is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 7, Text 21 through 24. And from the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 18, 68 through 69. And for one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Srila Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavad Gita 18:68, quote, anyone who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead, end quote. And from the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam 7.6.24, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru devotee and preach Krishna consciousness. Yara deka Krishna tarik kaha Krishna upadesh. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By such preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied, and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world. Pray. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur pleads with his Lord in the mood of the fourth verse of the Shikshastika. O Lord, this is my humble submission at your lotus feet. I do not ask from you sensual pleasure, learning, wealth, or followers. I do not beg for residence on the celestial planets, nor do I wish liberation from this mundane existence. Nor do I pray for the attainment of any mystic powers. Whatever birth I may obtain due to the faults of my previous worldly activities, I pray that I may sing the glories of your holy names birth after birth. This is my only desire, O Lord, and I submit it at your lotus feet, that unmated, motivated devotion to you may continue, may constantly awaken in my heart. As much attachment as I now have for worldly affairs, I pray that a similar degree of attachment may develop for your holy feet. I pray that my love for you may remain undisturbed both in misfortune and in prosperity, and that day after day it may increase by the power and influence of your holy name. Be my life in heaven or in hell, be it as a bird or a beast. May devotion to you always remain within the heart of Bhakti Vinod. Hare Krishna. That's the end of Japa, chapter 16. Hare Krishna.